Attached message.
Hey, ma'am, it's me. I'm here, but I may have to make a game time decision. I'm sick. I've got a 24-hour flu or some such. And I got fever. My joints are stiff. I've had enough watery farting diarrhea of a green pea color to fill up Bodmin Lake. And I feel like I could throw up at any minute. But I'm going to try. But if it's 1 minute you hear me, the next minute you don't, you'll know. See ya.
End of message.
On Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. You've got the hard line. Back from vacation, kinda. Little bastardized version of the hard line today. Ryan's in here. I am back, though. Corby had to come back yesterday. Danny had to come back yesterday. So, vacation is over. So now, we're headed out to sea, and we won't be back into this port until late December.
You know what's great, though, is that we get to leave Saturday for training camp.
Yes.
And I love training camp.
Well,
I know Reiner hates it.
You're going to love it this year. Well, no, he's going to like it this time because we're going to be in California.
Well, yeah, that's true. He had fun when we were out there.
Yes. I mean, we're going to have a blast. I would say, isn't it going to be great to get out there and escape this weather? But nothing wrong with this weather here in Dallas.
It's amazing. I swear, I was flying back from my vacation Sunday.
Well, it must be nice to get to fly to a vacation. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm
loaded. So I'm flying back and the pilot comes on. It's like 4:30 in the afternoon, the hottest time that Dallas has to offer. 4:35, 5:30. Getting ready to land. He's like, okay, we're coming into gate whatever, and we'll be landing here in about 20 minutes, and local weather in Dallas is 75 degrees.
And at that point, you're thinking, well, he obviously made a mistake, but if it's 95, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not 100.
I thought that he was joking around because we had left Jackson Hole and the weather was like, you know, 70.
No, dude.
And he was just, you know, joking around with us or whatever.
No.
So I actually had to get off. As I was getting off the plane, the pilots are sitting there, you know, waiting on you or whatever. And you say, thank you. And I was like, hey, man, really, what's the temperature? And he was like, it's 75. I was like, what? Sure enough, I go outside. It was humid, but it was
brilliant.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, well, we got to do this show today. There's no question we've got to do a show.
You think Reiner's on a plane right now?
Probably. He basically went to Europe and he couldn't get back.
He better not be here. He better be on a plane.
I bet you he's landing like in the next couple hours. Matter of fact, I can guarantee you he is.
But he's probably had to travel a whole day. You know what it's like when you come back from Europe?
Because normally the Euro planes land right around 4 or 5 o'clock.
He's probably held up at customs from bringing hash back from Amsterdam.
You think he tried to smuggle it?
Probably.
I doubt that Ryan's tried to bring back any hash when he was with his wife and his daughter.
And it was just like that scene from
Midnight
Express.
I doubt very seriously that
he's at the airport.
He taped a bunch of hash around his waist.
Chewing gum real violently, you know, with his sunglasses on inside. And he's got like 10 or 15 bricks of hash taped to his chest.
I am doubting that happened.
I wish we had some insider at the airport that could pull that prank off. Just somehow plant bricks of hash on him.
All right, well, you both have flown back from Europe. You haven't done it in a long time. I don't know if they did this.
Several years, yeah.
I'm sure they didn't do it back then. But now when you fly back, there are dogs at the airport. I mean, like literally sniffing you as you walk through customs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are right there. I don't know if that's every flight, but it was my flight. And so I'm not going to, you know, indict myself or anything, but I was in Amsterdam.
You know what?
There was a lot going on.
You know what? I'm a little bit more worried about people taking guns and explosives on planes than dope.
I think guns are good.
Well, do you think that dogs are trying to sniff out? And this is coming back, though, when you land. They're just making sure you didn't smuggle any weed or something through, I'm assuming. I mean, it's not like you can smuggle a bazooka.
Well, let me say, I got plenty to say about the airport situation in the next couple of days.
Really?
I had kind of a bad situation.
But my family was waiting on the other side of the glass for me when I came back from Europe. It's back when you could, you know, you could wait for people
right
there.
Inside the terminal.
Yeah.
And you've got your fingers crossed, just hoping that everything's cool.
I swear to you, I look over and I see this big German Shepherd, and then I look through the window and I see my sister, and she's just laughing at me as I'm getting ready to walk past the dog.
Have you ever been pulled over?
Huh?
And really searched?
No.
One time I was coming back from Jamaica, and they were determined that I was carrying something. And boy, they did everything.
In Jamaica?
No, here. On the way back. I mean, they pulled me in a room, they searched me, they went through everything I had. Everything.
Cavity?
No, they didn't do that, but I was wondering. I mean, they even stuck these little needles. You know, I had some, that shower-to-shower
Manzanas?
And they stuck some, no. And they stuck some needles down there, you know, make sure that it wasn't some kind of dope or whatever.
Really?
It was, but they were just determined. And a buddy of mine I was coming back with, he says, boy, I'm glad they didn't do that to me. I said, why? And he had a snorkel. And he had rolled up some weed and put it in the snorkel. I'm like, well, you idiot. He goes, yeah, that busted me.
By the way, have you guys heard this song on ESPN?
Yes, I have.
This is the theme song to the X Games.
Yeah, they
really?
They
yes.
They stole it from you.
Yeah. And they show these guys, you know, skateboarding and stuff.
Cobra. Cobra.
And nobody can think of anything but you when that comes on.
Oh, no.
Well, we do have kind of a big show today, middle of the week, trying to just kill time until Ryan's gets back tomorrow.
You booked two guests.
So it's going to be very unstable because anytime I have to run the show, I'm not good at it. I admit it. So let's just get that out right there. I'm not good at going to breaks. I'm not good at coming back from breaks. I'm not good at handling stuff. So let's just get that out there. But I'm going to do the best I can. With a lot of assistance from Corby, some from Kevin Scott. I expect something from Danny.
Yeah.
And Psycho, you just stay over there, whatever you do. But we do have two guests today. Baseball guests. Imagine that, me booking guests, and they're both baseball related. Jim Reeves of the Star-Telegram, he's going to come on with us in the 5 o'clock hour. He had an interesting article because, you know, we haven't had our take on the Grady Fuson, John Hart. Did you know that, Corby? That John Hart's coming back.
I did know that.
I like
Last I heard, matter of fact, the day we were at the All-Star game, I thought it was just the opposite.
It was a done deal then. And you know what? It was a done deal. But there was a little power play that went on out there at the ballpark. So we're going to get Revo's take on that. And it was 10 years ago tonight that something magical happened at the ballpark in Arlington. Perfect game. And one of the participants made one of the greatest catches in the history of the organization, Rusty Greer, our buddy. He's going to be on with us at 6:10. In between, we're going to talk Rangers. We're going to talk about Cowboys because we are headed to camp this week. We're going to have e-news. We're going to have community quick hits. But coming up next, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but before we went on dry dock, there was a bet. And it's time to pay off the bet. And tomorrow is the big day because this is going to take 2 days to pay off. Mm. And we're going to discuss how we have to pay off that bet and what kind of attire that we're going to have on tomorrow.
Because it's here.
When we do this show. Oh, it's here. So we're going to do all that next. So hang in there with us. Costume talk coming up next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.